This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 501. You want more speaking samples? You got them.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, we'll introduce a brand new speaking package, including 7 and higher native sample answers, vocabulary, and strategic ways to improve your scores.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Hey, going pretty well. I got all my Christmas shopping done. Nice. I have a few more presents to wrap, but other than that, it's just smooth sailing into the holidays for me.
Hey, that's a good feeling. That's pretty cool. All right, I like that. I have a couple of gift ideas that I'm still working on, but I'm mostly done as well. So it's a good feeling. Yeah.
I tried to do a little bit of mall shopping. I was like, there was one more thing I needed to get for my sister. And I usually don't shop in malls because they're crowded and it's annoying to me. Yeah. But I did it. I did the Christmas thing. I bought one thing in the mall and I was done. I was like, I am out of here. I felt like there were 100 people walking as slowly as possible all around me. I couldn't escape.
No, that sounds terrible. You got to get out of there. Get out of there.
No more malls.
No more malls, please.
Lindsay, what are you asking Santa for this year?
You know what? That's a really good question. I haven't had time to think about it. I've been so busy, thinking about other people. But you know what? I actually did already get something pretty cool. My dad got me one of these cool standing desk things. It's not like a full desk, but it sits on top of your desk. Yeah, it's this very cool one. It had the highest number of reviews in Amazon. So it goes on top of your desk and it has, you just pull it up and it becomes a standing desk, or you pull it down and you sit. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Yeah. Ooh, I'm going to look into that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send my mom an Amazon link as a subtle hint for Christmas.
Yeah, it's a good investment. It's good. Like, I'm always going up and down now instead of just always sitting. It's nice. Yeah.
So that's cool. And that's like so good for the brain too. Just like slight shift in perspective could, make you have another idea. Could refocus you.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. So good. Cool. Good stuff. Good purchase.
Well, IELTS students, that's something to think about. Little standing desk for your studies.
Standing desk, you got it. And speaking of like good investments, right? I mean, when it comes to like achieving our goals, whether it's work goals or IELTS goals, it's all about the investment we make, right? Because nothing's free. Yes. Like, things don't come for free. Results don't come for free.
It does take a while to learn this lesson, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it, when you're a little bit younger and you're just getting like, say, let's just take like pants, for example.
Okay.
And we'll be like, ooh, these super cute pants are on sale for like $5. But then they are ripped and broken in like a month, right? But if you just go ahead, spend $50 on a nice pair of pants, you're going to have them like the rest of your life, really. So I think, but this lesson takes a while to learn. I realize that. But guys, in your IELTS studies, you guys are approaching this as smart adults. You know by now that some things require time and require an investment, right? And if you've been approaching IELTS and the way hasn't worked for you, then you need to think about shifting that perspective, about standing up at your desk, shifting your perspective, and maybe investing a little bit, right, in order to get a bigger return.
Yeah, no, that's really what it's all about. It's a good analogy, the pants analogy. I feel like I personally have had to relearn this lesson over and over in so many different ways.
Totally.
I try to cheat it sometimes, like, oh, maybe I can get away with this. But 9 times out of 10, you actually do need to go ahead and pay. And, you know, it's when you have a goal that matters more, then it's the question is like, when the goal is more valuable, achieving the goal is more valuable to you than having this cash in the bank, right? For example, that's important. So that's why we're here today, Jessica, is to announce a brand new add-on that's only available to students in the Three Keys IELTS system, right?
Yes. Oh my gosh, this is so cool, you guys. We've been working on this for a couple weeks, and I'm really stoked with the outcome. Mm-hmm. The value is incredible. Oh my gosh. Okay, so it's a speaking package, guys. It's a 7 and higher speaking package for you. And it is an additional add-on to the course. It's only available when you purchase the course, when you're in it. But what you get 2 videos for each part of the speaking exam. So part 1, part 2, part 3, you get 2 videos for each of them. And I chose these based on 1, what you're likely to be asked, right? So the ones that are the most useful. And then also, like, to sort of balance that out, the topics that may be hardest for you, to give you an idea of how to handle topics that you might be unfamiliar with or you may think you can't talk about. So those are the kinds of sample answers that you get in those videos. And then there is, of course, more information besides the video. So all of the vocabulary that you could use to sound like a native, like me, when you're talking, that vocabulary is pulled out.
Yeah.
So you can learn those specific phrases and also strategies. You learn a different strategical thing you can do on your exam to hit that 7 or higher.
Yeah, I love that. And so you're not just able to, so in addition to being able to watch the video, which is great, I mean, we don't include these sample answers in the main part of the course. Again, this is an add-on for students already in the course. So you get to see why this sample answer would score highly. Really? That's what you get below the video, right? You get those phrases, the vocabulary. What vocabulary got you that high score? You also get warnings, right? Jessica, tell us about those warnings.
Yeah, so the warnings are pulled out from how I could picture candidates going wrong in any of these portions. Because it's easy to do. And it's not like this is what's wrong with your language. It's just like, this is not going to help your score. Maybe these are things that we do in real life, but they're not a good idea to do on the test because they're not going to increase your score. So you guys know that all of our courses reverse engineered from what the examiner looks for, right? Everything is based on getting that 7 or higher. So this is along those same lines, just thinking, okay, let's think about this like a smart adult. Let's approach this strategically. Like, these are the things, these are the boxes I have to check to get a 7, to get an 8. And so we show you how to do that, tell you where to be careful. So for instance, in speaking part 1, there are, let's see, what's the first sample answer here about hometown? Okay, that's the first hometown video you get, because like, you have a 50% chance of answering these questions, right?
Okay.
So you get to hear my sample answers to those, maybe how they go against the norm. And that's sort of the point of this video, is you don't have to give the examiner what you think she wants to hear. You don't have to say the same thing as everybody else, which I'll tell you what everybody says. My hometown was great. It's beautiful. There are lots of fun things to do and nice people. Like, that's,
oh my gosh,
like, that's a 6 or a 5. Like, that's terrible. Yeah,
not going to be a 7, right?
No. So, so you get my sample answers, and guys, I'll be honest with you, I'm not super positive about my hometown, but that's the point, right? Is to show you guys, like, being yourself, giving honest responses, being a genuine person. That's how we communicate more honestly. That's how we get those higher scores. Hello, wonderful IELTS Energy listeners, and happy holidays to you wherever you are in the world and whatever you're celebrating. If you are thinking about your goals for next year and you're ready to commit yourself to your IELTS goals and get past this on the way to your next amazing stage in life, get into the Three Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Yeah, that is huge. I love that. So, I mean, the fact that you're addressing one out of the two coming topics for the first questions in the part one, you guys get that right away. So you see what a good answer actually looks like to get that seven or higher. I think there's so much value here in having these as videos, not just like written transcriptions of the answers. They're actual videos where you see how an ideal candidate would go ahead and conduct themselves, how their body language would look, their tone of voice. It's huge.
Yeah, exactly. And you guys know me, I'm a dramatic speaker. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good example of how, like, when our emotions come through, what they sound like, right? Because I'm not just being positive the whole time. I'm giving honest opinions about this stuff. And my voice definitely changes according to what I'm saying. So you get that. But then, like, these specific phrases, like, okay, so that's the strategy. Let's be honest about my hometown. But what can I say? What phrases can I definitely use? So stuff like, to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the town I grew up in. I know that's terrible to say. Like, just these honest, like, transitions and introductions that you guys could use for a variety of responses throughout the exam.
I love it. It's huge. It's huge. So guys, this is valuable. I mean, this is, again, it's not included in our regular course, but it's only available for people who are in the full course. So once you in the process, just to, so you understand how to actually get it, when you register, you're going to register for the course, and then you're going to be offered this sample speaking answer package as an optional upgrade. And what is the special deal that we have, Jessica? I mean, why are we talking about this today, that they should get it when they register?
It is pretty important, guys, that you think about this when you register for the course, because you save 30% if you wait to buy it until you're already in the course. Maybe you're doing the speaking module and you're like, I could use some more examples. I could I could really use some more videos here to find out how to do this. Then it's going to be a lot more. If you get it when you register, at the time you register, you add it to your package and it's $47. That's it.
Yep, you got it.
And you get two videos for each of the speaking parts and three additional vocab videos that you could use in speaking and writing.
Yeah, it's good. So guys, don't second guess yourself. Just go ahead and add that to your package when you go ahead and register. And, you know, you'll be able to have that visual example, you know, six visual examples of what makes a good answer.
Exactly.
You got it. Yeah.
So, cool. Guys, you can go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And remember to keep your eye out for the 7+ speaking sample answer video package.
You got it. All right. This has been good. A lot of our students, you know, they come in to the course and they really want to improve their speaking score. And that's part of why we've given you guys this extra option. We know that speaking is part of what's going to get you, you know, to the end of IELTS, and you need it. So here it is.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we go through the feedback. We are very interactive with the students in our course, right? And so that's why we know that this is needed. That's why we know that this will help people. And then those three extra vocabulary videos, those are crazy. So you get some more opinion phrases. And these are good for speaking and writing because, as it says in there, you don't want to just say, I think and I believe. Right? Yeah. Because that's boring. So we need some other native speaker type ways to do that. Also, vocabulary for describing places. Now, you'd have to do this all over the speaking exam and the writing exam. So stuff like how to speak about ambiance, right? Or the layout is chaotic. There's all this really awesome vocab in there, guys. I'm excited.
Cool. It's vocab that goes across many different questions, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, part one, part two, part three, but also writing task two. Or what if you're writing a letter and you're a general training candidate? This vocab could to be used so easily in the letters also.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, we know that you guys love topic-specific vocabulary, but we think that these videos are even better, right? Because it does span across different topics where we could use these in a bunch of different places. So that is effective. I mean, that's going to go beyond just your speaking test. Like Jessica said, your writing test too.
Well, that's the thing. That's how we chose these topics, right? Mm-hmm. What can help our students the most? And it's not like, okay, memorize these like five names for animal parts because maybe there'll be animal questions. Sure, there may be. I just did a vocab video on it, but your YouTube video about animals because it's possible, like maybe, but that's not going to be something that's going to help you for sure. It's these videos that we made. These are the things that you're definitely going to use and meet on your exam.
So good. So good. So guys, remember, go ahead and upgrade and grab this when you get into the course. And keep in mind, we're also working on a writing add-on, right? An optional writing upgrade that is going to be so cool. It is going to be groundbreaking.
I'm halfway through it now, guys. I'll give you a little update because I know we talked about it last week. I've done both the videos for the general training letters. I've done two academic task one videos. And it's a lot of work. It's fun. And it's funny because I feel like the time pressure of writing and also as if like people are watching me. They're not yet, but I feel like they are. So like I'm writing, I'm laboring under these like, you know, nerve-wracking conditions like you guys will have to. So it's really funny. Right. Like in the videos, guys, you'll see me backtrack. You'll see me second guess myself. Like you'll really experience like what the thought process is like, right? Like so I can write a phrase and think that I could do better than that. That's so boring. And the thing is, I'm narrating everything out loud.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, I'm not sure if you guys can find a resource like this anywhere in the IELTS world. I've never seen it. I could be wrong, but I've never seen it. I've seen it in other industries, but I've never seen it in IELTS. So we've taken this idea from other industries and we're applying this to you guys because we think it would be really cool for you guys to look over our shoulder as Jessica writes these essays to be able to watch the process, not just see the final written essay on paper. Anybody can do that, right? But you get to watch her thought process going through how to plan it, how to write it, how to go back, backtrack, like you said. That's a very unique thing and it's going to help your score, guys.
Oh, for sure, guys. And we did an episode recently about how model essays can be harmful. And that this is one of the things, like when you read a model essay, people have spent an hour on this thing, right? But when you see me writing, I mean, no, I don't take the whole time because I'm a native speaker. So I could take, you know, 9 minutes instead of 14 minutes or whatever to write a letter. But like, but you see, like, this is the real language. This is really what's happening. I didn't brainstorm. I didn't make a list before I started recording. I'm just, I'm seeing it like right when you guys are.
That's so cool. That is so cool. So that is going to be coming out soon, guys. So go ahead and just keep your ears and your eyes open for that. But for now, you can immediately get into the speaking sample answer package for just $47. After you register for the course, we'll automatically redirect you to the offer, okay? And take advantage. All right, very cool. So one more time, go over to allearsenglish.com/KEYSCRSuccessStories and get in.
Yes. All right. Awesome. So much good stuff.
Awesome. All right, very cool, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun as always.
As always, thank you, Lindsay. See you next
Take
time.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.